Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So tuneful.
What?
We should use that as the new theme song for Simon's Peculiar Portions. Welcome back, everyone.
We can't. It's Snoop Dogg's song.
Oh, well, but I mean, it sounded nothing like that. It just sounded like an instrument, though. You're quite resonant. Fine. Your body is an instrument.
It is. It is. It's a wind instrument.
Oh, that's such a good joke to start us off on. Oh, I'm already laughing. Look how easy it is. It's the gin. Welcome, everyone, to Simon's Peculiar Portions. Who have we got with us here today?
Have we got Davith? Do you remember Davith?
Yes, I do. I remember how mistreated he was previously on episodes of the
just
show.
Sit on my knee like this. It's not weird.
Simon
is just what he likes to do.
We've got a dog, a little. He's adorable. He's adorable. He's going to be just supporting us through this series of garbage.
I do love him very much.
That we're going to be.
I would die for him, but also, if he was to turn on me, I'd fucking take him out like that.
Wow. No, like
I wouldn't even hesitate for a second.
Really?
Like the second he starts giving me that look. Pow! It's gone.
So there was a news article that I found this week related to animal abuse.
What a coincidence.
Well, not really. It was more... So the government asked people in America, what animals could you take in a fight?
Not just in America, in the UK as well.
Well, oh.
We've got the official results on their website.
Oh, so we now have the Brits' version of this.
Yeah.
So, of course... What animals could you beat in a fight? We would assume the Americans were much more brazen and confident than us refined, genteel Brits.
Yeah, like half of them said they could take a bizzly gare on.
Uh-huh. Right? And what was...
With their bare hands.
Yeah.
A gizzly...
You've got the bear.
A bizzly gare.
Do the bear impression.
Oh, God.
You can still do it. Come on. No.
I can't remember how to do it. It's been so long. It's the same... There's this fucking sound effect, this bit of foley of a bear that's used in every single video game
every
that has a bear.
Every single video game with a bear, yes.
They all sound exactly
it's
the
like,
same.
Rawr.
Because there was just one time...
I'm doing it. Why am I now Sir Simon?
Thank you, Simon. Rawr. There was one
it's
time
like
not, someone
it's
was
not like that, though.
Someone was brave enough to go out with a microphone and record a bear, and that was just the once.
They lost a hand, though.
They died.
To get
and they
that
found
foley.
Their recording.
That's the only...
Werner Herzog listened to it.
He was like, ah, wonderful. I will put this in my video
Werner?
Game.
Werner, are you here?
So, yes. So, of course, in this study, American women were more confident they could take on these various animals than British men.
Yes.
So the Brits are much more...
Realistic.
Well, also, like... Okay, well, let's just go through it for you and me, right? Which...
Okay.
Do you... What of these animals do you think you could beat in a fight?
Okay, so we've got a rat. A rat is pretty simple, isn't it? Because you literally just stand on it and it can be dead.
Yeah.
Right? Just stomp on it. Pretend you're playing Dead Space. Just, it's gone.
Yeah, a
dead rat.
Rat. Feel like a rat again, easiest. So apparently only 67% of Brits think they could handle a rat in a fight. So a third of people. Well, then again, like
maybe the
kids. I mean, we're in the prime of our life. You know, we are men, but grandmas probably couldn't handle the rat.
Yeah, that's true. People might be scared of rats. People might think it's too cruel and they would rather die.
Yeah.
They'd rather let the rat, like, eat their eyeballs and, you know, ravage their ears.
Very close to this. 66% of people think they could fight a house cat.
Yeah.
And beat it. Well, they know a cat, right? People... Well, I think people think that a cat will run away because it won't want to fight, you know, it'll just back out. We're not talking a cage match here where one human and one animal enter, one human or one animal leave.
Hell in a cell.
Yeah, it's not that kind of scenario, I assume. Or maybe it is. What kind of fight is this supposed to be?
I mean, you're unarmed, you're against the animal, neither of you can run away. It's last man standing.
It is to the death.
Yes.
Right. And what? So was that the question? Do you think?
Yeah.
If
let's
you
just
were...
assume that is what it was.
But I feel like if that was the actual question, more people would have said they would probably handle the rat. Do you know what I mean? It's like what if you're trapped in a rat.
If I'm trapped in a
room,
a rat, and a cell attacks me.
If it's hell, and you're in one with a rat. And only one of you is getting out of there. Only a third of people are getting out of that cell.
Oh my!
I mean, sorry, rats.
God.
Sorry. What? Two thirds. Hello.
Do you remember the wrestler that got incredibly awfully injured in a cage fight, very famously
by a rat?
The wrestler's his wrestling name was Mankind.
Oh, holy shit!
Mankind got beaten.
Well, there's a two thirds chance. Though, just so you mean, we know the numbers. So that's pretty, that's like rolling a dice and getting a 5 or 6. It's pretty high chance that he would have been crushed by
house
a rat.
Cat. I mean, I don't like the idea of me having to fight like either of my cats.
Let's move on from that one. No one likes thinking about that. Goose.
Okay, easy. Get it, grab it by its neck. It's fucking dead. Can't
People
do anything.
Have been wiping their asses with swan necks and goose necks for ages.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like the classic thing. Like the guy, remember the guy who wiped his butt with all the different animals? He decided that the gooseneck was the softest toilet paper ever.
No, I don't remember this.
Do you not remember there was a guy, we should look it up. There was definitely a guy who wiped his ass.
There was a guy that wiped his ass with different
with
animals.
With loads of different animals. He tried them all.
And gooseneck was one of the best.
He said that was the best. Might have been swan neck. But I think they're roughly the same.
Or smoothly the same.
Don't laugh, Tom. You're not allowed to laugh. You're a cameraman. You got to hold it together. Sorry, no. So, 40,
chimpanzee. 40, look at
no,
that.
No, no, no. Let's carry on. 45% of people can take a goose. Could you take a goose?
Yeah, easy.
Yes.
Easy.
Medium-sized dog.
Oh, God.
So we're talking about a medium-sized dog here.
Yeah.
Not like...
This isn't a medium-sized dog. This is a small
no,
dog.
No, I'd say that was a medium...
So, like, twice the size. This is a small dog.
What's a big dog?
A big dog is, like, one of those Burmese mountain lions.
I'd say that was a very big dog.
Mountain dogs or whatever.
Well, I think he's small medium.
St. Bernard.
He's probably a... Could you possibly fight the lovely Daff in a cage match and bring yourself to defeat
Fighting
him?
A dog would be horrible. I mean, oh, my God. You're going to end up losing a finger or something, you know...
Yeah, scary.
You could probably do it, but it would, you know, there would be losses. And it would be a Pyrrhic victory.
Yeah, but you're going to still win.
Yeah, but at what cost?
Exactly. And from here on out, honestly, the chances are most people, it's below 20% for all of these.
Yeah.
Think they could fight any of these and win. An eagle. I mean, actually, an eagle.
If you, you know, get the drop on it and it's not expecting you. One punch and you could potentially have killed it.
I think...
Or one kick in the throat.
I don't think eagles are like... They don't man up.
They have enormous talons and a very, very sharp beak.
Oh, yeah. They'll fuck you up. But they've got very fragile wings. And once they've lost their
their momentum and their movement.
They can still walk around.
Yeah, but like they've only got little legs. They don't have like they're not.
So what? It's like you're like you're running away from the eagle, and it's like.
I think once you've, they'd be damaged, but I think you could handle an eagle. 18% of Brits think they could
fuck you up horribly.
Beat an eagle. Large dog.
Even less for a large dog.
Large dogs, people know how scary a large dog is. You don't want to get, everyone's seen like a policeman with one of those inflatable hands or whatever, the padding on the hand, get like, rah, rah, and there's
an
a dog.
An inflatable hand?
You know the...
Well, like he's at a sports event or something.
Yeah, the big finger.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's seen a dog savaging the big finger. And, you know, everyone knows how scary they are. And
I think it's scary because there's a lot of... Because we have loads of pets. Everyone's got pets in the UK. And there's a lot of newspaper articles and now social media stuff when someone gets mauled by a fucking dog.
Mm.
Like, it's plastered all over the fucking place. So everyone's rightfully scared of this.
Yeah.
And this is a nightmare that, you know, everyone just, you know, you're out for a walk, suddenly you hear a growl, you turn around, Cujo's there, he's slavering at the mouth, and you're going to have to run for your life.
Unless...
Because you can't just...
You have some sausages. I always carry a little pack of sausages in my mouth in case of a dog attack. In my mouth. Like a dog. I'm thinking as if I'm a...
I'm trying to find... Where are they, Lewis?
I'm getting into the mindset...
And you're vegan as well, so how does that work?
Well, I don't eat them. I just carry them in my mouth. A little pack of...
What the fuck?
Lovely sausages. Just in case of large dog attack. But...
I love the idea of... Davis come for you. He's like... rah, 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 and you're like, excuse me a moment.
Like a clown.
Pulling row after row of sausages.
From my mouth.
Yeah. And then you turn them into a lasso. And
I catch the eagle.
Yeah.
Pull that in.
Yeah.
It's disabled because it can't move its wings.
Well, I think the lasso counts as being armed.
Oh, well, no, but...
You've broken the rules. I'm afraid you've been...
Are your arms sausage links?
You're not going to go through to the next round. But the next round is going to be eagle versus dog.
The next round is chimpanzee, which...
Oh, God.
People are scared of anything like
that. Oh, God.
They're born fighters.
Have you listened to the 999 call of the woman who says...
This is going
to
be...
Hello! The chimpanzee! It's ripped my friend's face off!
No, I haven't heard that. That sounds horrible.
And the guy on the actual operator is going, excuse me, what's wrong? What do you need?
God,
she's like, the chimpanzee's gone crazy! I'm sorry, what's happening there? Like, he can't quite accept what she's saying.
You don't want to get your face ripped off by anything. And the chimpanzee...
Oh, God.
I think more people should be scared of chimpanzees, honestly. But apparently, no, King Cobra is next on the list. People don't think they could take on a King Cobra. Where actually, I think there's ample opportunity to break that King Cobra's neck. But actually, does it have
a neck?
It's
all neck. The entire thing is a neck.
How do you snap a snake?
I don't know.
I'm sure. Well, the thing is, like, that's the classic technique I have, right? I'm gonna go into them. I'm gonna break their neck. And then I'm going to get out of there and get to the hospital. And
why don't you go for like a kick in the balls? I mean, obviously that doesn't work on the King Cobra.
What is the weakness of a King Cobra, actually?
It gets very emotional.
Right.
So if you say, please, I have a family. Please. It's my birthday today.
Right.
I've always loved King Cobras. You're my favourite animal. Also, I'm pregnant. He would just break down and start crying.
Oh, God.
And that's when you fucking grab it and just twist and twist.
Like a Chinese burn.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure you can say that anymore.
Say that. What's it called now?
In America, they call it an Indian burn.
That's even worse.
Yeah, it's still racist.
Hmm. Well,
there's got to be a term for it.
Yeah, it's where you know what it is, but...
What's it called when you do this?
Let's ask Daph. Why not?
Davith, what's the non-racist term for when you
get the arm?
Who's going to do it?
Why?
This is what happens in a relationship when you're both bottoms.
Red arm, I think.
Red arm.
Red arm.
I give him a red arm. Okay,
thank you, Daff.
Oh,
So, yeah, are we doing that to a snake? Would that work? I don't think so. I think they're immune to that. I think a little immune would pop up. I don't know, maybe they would just... I don't know, maybe you have to just let them think they're eating you. And then you just grab their heart and pull it out of their mouth or something.
What, you sort? Well, I guess you can, like, play dead. But then if it's a cobra doing it, it would bite you. You'd be poisoned.
I mean, the poison is obviously the ticking time bomb in this equation. You need to make the fight last as shortly as possible so you can get to the hospital and get an
antidote. And the great thing is, you know you're fighting a king cobra.
Get a good anecdote out of this.
You know you're fighting a king cobra, so you can identify what it is. You say, I got stung off a king cobra. They're like, sorry? You got what? I got stung off one. Like, do you mean you got bitten? And you're like, please. It's a ticking time bomb.
Exactly. Where's the king cobra antidote? Get it out of your fridge. And they go through and they got tarantula and python and red viper and all the other things. I don't know.
That's a constrictor, isn't it? A python?
I don't know anything
strangles
about
it. Strangles you. Doesn't bite you.
I don't. Well, I like snakes. Bite you, but it's not I don't venomous. Know anything about them. I think a lot of people don't know anything about them. That's why they're a bit scared. I think this is the ignorance factor.
We've got, is it adders we have in the UK?
Didn't we hit them all with sticks?
Like, they're incredibly
get
rare.
Rid of them all.
They're like very, very rare.
It's
we've
grass
got like
snakes.
One poisonous snake.
We have grass snakes.
Grass snakes, are they not actually snakes, are they? Are they just like lizards without lids, without legs?
Without
legless,
lids.
Yeah, they're lidless lizards.
Lidless, legless.
Well, they got no eyelids.
Either.
Or legs.
What do they
or
have?
Or tails.
What's their weakness?
They got a giant pair of balls.
I was going to
say. All you got to do is just pow. And
so
that's it.
5% of Brits think they could beat a kangaroo in a fight. A
kangaroo is crazy.
Is a proper animal. In a boxing match.
They're haven't pure
people,
muscle.
Haven't people boxed kangaroos?
Yeah.
Isn't it a thing?
It is, yeah.
And have we won or did we almost always lose? Do you know who have we sent to fight?
Do we need to do some more research?
I just want to know a little bit about our humanity's record in boxing versus kangaroos.
Have you seen the insane video of the guy's dog goes after one and he goes in and literally just smacks it in the face? Just the guy who's out in the bush.
No, I haven't.
It's insane.
Is it what? Kangaroo versus dog?
Versus man. It's like man protects his dog.
Oh!
Man protects his dog versus kangaroo. Man punches a kangaroo in the face to rescue
his dog. That's the one. That's the video.
National Geographic.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So the kangaroo's got its arm around the dog.
Oh my god, has the kangaroo stolen a man's dog?
Yeah.
What the fuck has happened here?
The kangaroo's like, this is my dog now. Motherfucker, this is my dog.
This has got 83 million views. How did we not know about this? Okay, carry on. There's a man.
So what are you doing? That's my fucking dog, mate. That's my fucking dog.
Get off
it. I can't get... Let off my dog.
And he's like squaring up...
Oh!
Oh, shit. He just punches that kangaroo. Kangaroo's like, what the fuck? Oh my god! What a great video!
This man is a fucking hero. Did he get like a medal or a knighthood or something?
That kangaroo has got no idea what's happening.
It was just like, oh fuck!
The fuck? When I fight other things, I guess they don't. Their arms aren't all that long.
That's the thing. You got to take them by surprise. You got to strike first. That's the key to it.
I think if people had been shown this video before doing the poll,
then they're like, I could take a fucking kangaroo easy.
I could do what this guy's doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't fuck around with kangaroos, guys. They'll mess you up. Because that dog couldn't take on the kangaroo, could he? Or maybe they just become friends.
It kind of looked like they were friends. It was really weird. The kangaroo just had like his arm around him. Like,
it was really odd.
Him.
It was kind of like chums. It's like he'd been abducted and had like Stockholm syndrome. And he was like, you're my dog now.
Are we sure this video is real? Is this not like... CG.
Are you saying that's Adam Sandler?
It could be. And he's got a baseball cap on, a backwards baseball cap, wearing a flannel shirt.
He does look like an asshole, but I mean that isn't
could
the point.
Could be Adam Sandler.
Let's move on from the kangaroo to the next most dangerous animal that people think, a wolf.
Oh, that's just a big dog, really, isn't it?
It's an even bigger dog. Yeah, that'll fuck you up.
I mean, I guess, you know, they're wild animals compared to, like, a large dog that, you know, has just been fed by humans his whole life, hasn't had to struggle, has slept in a nice warm house. A wolf, they're like the Spartans of the dog world.
Of the animal kingdom.
Yeah. They never quite have enough food to eat. They're always active. You know, they're polygamous and polyandrous. It's always confusing that the polys pronounced differently in both those words. Mm. They're swingers. They're the swingers of the dog world, but also the Spartans of the dog world.
I thought the monkeys were the swingers.
No, they're the king of the swingers.
Oh, it's different.
The jungle VIP.
He's reached the top. He has to stop. Anyway, so wolves, I think, are very terrifying, but I think they're terrifying because there's usually more than one of them. And obviously,
you're only fighting one. Fighting one. That's the rules.
But one wolf is, they're scary. They're big. They're scary. They're killers.
That's what they do. They kill things.
They kill us. Yeah, 4% of people, Brits, think they could handle a wolf. Loads of Americans can handle a wolf.
Do you think there are 4% of people, British people, that could kill a wolf?
I'd love to know what the percentage of people who think they can. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
No, like how many people who like tick yes on this thing could actually handle a wolf?
What's 4% of 65 million?
Like almost a million.
Almost a million?
No, it's like a couple million, isn't it? It's a couple million people. Think they could... How many wolves are there?
It's a 20th, so it's about 3 million plus people.
A couple.
3 million people or so in the UK could kill a wolf.
Oh.
I don't know. The real question is why are we still fucking bothering with the Olympics when we can have this?
Yeah. No one's... Well, it's only a matter of time, though. The Olympics keep adding new shit every time.
The Animal Kingdom Olympics.
It's only a matter of time.
Are we going to get sued by even mentioning the Olympics in this video?
They are very litigious. They love it. But what could you do? Crocodile... Even less people, 3%.
How to count unarmed? What are you going to do against a crocodile? I'm going to do that thing where I do that with the mouth, and I rip its mouth open, and its jaw just flops off. Because I saw that once in a cartoon.
Well, the thing about, they put a rubber band around the crocodile's mouth.
You're not allowed a rubber band. That counts as being armed.
Right, oh, I see. But you could just get yourself... I suppose you do have to kill it once you've disabled it.
What does unarmed... What does that really mean, though? Because if, like right now, if I was put into this situation, I've got a leather belt on with a fucking big metal buckle on the end. I could fucking do some damage with that.
Right, so you're not allowed that.
No.
Naked, I guess.
But then my trousers would fall down. That would be very embarrassing. Crocodile would just laugh at me.
Yeah. Well, that would be a...
Stop it! Stop it!
You're thinking of a hyena there. It's a different animal again.
What does crocodile sound like when it laughs?
I don't know, like quite more like an evil dinosaur.
It makes a predator noise, doesn't it? Like makes that sort of noise, doesn't it?
That's like canned crocodile laughter you're doing right there. All the crocodiles are in the audience. I'm thinking, what's the joke?
That's their mating call. They're all horners now.
It's the laugh and the mating call?
Yep.
And the food call.
Exactly. Dinner's ready. Probably shouldn't do that in a fight against one then.
No. Well, depends if it's been fed
already. Best case situation, you get fucked by the crocodile. And if that's the best case situation, you're in deep shit, buddy.
Hmm. Well, then again, how much are we talking here? How much are we working with for the crocodile? Because I have read that humans, not wanting to boast, have the biggest, or one of the biggest, size
organs
to scale ratio for the peen. So I'm just saying, ladies, if you're thinking of, you know, going outside humans, you're not going to find... Well, unless you go bigger, I guess.
Reptiles have cloacas, right? Like Knuckles the Echidna. Although mm-hmm. echidnas don't actually have cloacas, they do have penises. They have four heads.
Four heads? Four heads.
Yeah. Do you want me to... I can show you a picture, if you like.
I'm okay. So let's move on. So, of course... No, stop Googling. I don't want to see the private parts of animals. How do you... Why do you...
Oh, look.
Scientists unravel the mystery of echidna's bizarre four-headed penis.
I'm pressing images.
Don't press images.
I'm pressing images, Lewis.
We don't need to... It looks like a footprint.
I thought it looked like a little hand. Like a little hand.
It's actually not as bad as I thought from that brief glimpse yeah. that's burned into my retina.
I think that was the key, that it was just a brief moment.
It was a brief
you
flash.
You couldn't entirely take it in.
I couldn't. So. No, it was too short for me to just be disgusted.
Yeah. Well, I imagine crocodiles, you know, they look like that, but they're green and scaly.
Well, this is awful. I mean, when I was thinking it would be bad enough fighting any of these animals, I wasn't thinking we were also going to talk about being banged by them. I didn't realise this was some sort of domination style.
That's the next poll you go for doing. Which of these animals...
would you submit to being banged by?
God!
And of course, anything else now, any other animal is at about a two. Two crazy fuckers out 2% of... people think they can handle anything.
Yeah.
Think that humans are superior. They can handle a grizzly bear, an elephant, lions,
there's
gorillas.
There's still over a million people in the country.
You walk out on the street, you know, just pinpoint those people that you see out there, because there's two of them out of every 100 that go by who have said that they could handle fighting a grizzly bear on their own. You should be scared of those people, unarmed.
And next on the list is elephant.
I mean, exactly.
How are you going to kill an elephant barehanded?
Unarmed.
Like, what are you going to do to it? Wring its neck. Oh, wait.
How do you beat an elephant in a fight? Where do you even, like... I mean, even if trying to knock it out, what are you going to do?
Do you think it's like, you know, oh, I've done a bit of kickboxing, or probably just fucking, you know... roundhouse kick it in the trunk. Is that what it is? Like, what's the mentality of these people that believe that they could do this?
What's amazing is that if we scroll down, we'll see how many Americans think they could handle these things. Because I think it's even more. This is men and women. So women are a lot less. Women are a lot more sensible. Only one woman in 100 thinks they can kill an elephant. Which is still a lot of people.
It might just be a rounding error. Okay, so this is Americans versus Brits.
The average American...
The goose disparity.
Eight.
Look at the goose disparity.
Well, the goose... What, 61 Americans instead of 46 for us?
Instead of 45, yeah. I mean, that's quite a difference. 16% more Americans think that they could kill a goose.
But 8 in 100 Americans think they could have an elephant. An elephant! 8 Americans out of 100!
Maybe they don't understand what unarmed means.
Like, we've got quite a lot of people in Yogs, right? Statistically, someone in Yogs could have an elephant, thinks they could have an elephant.
Yeah, we need to find out who that person is and get them some therapy.
Yeah, because that's like...
It's Davith, we know.
Right.
No, sorry, not you. Not the other one. Davith 2.
Do you, as we call it, do you think there's some sort of, they've got some plan in mind? Like some people...
Maybe they thought about it a lot.
Because some people do. They think about these things. They're like, sit on a bus, they're thinking, what would happen if this bus was taken by terrorists
now?
What would I do?
This is like Dwight Schrute, or whatever, off of The Office, the American one, right? He always has a plan for something. And he's like, you know, if it came down to it and I was against an elephant, first of all, I know that human pee is actually very dangerous to most large mammals in the animal kingdom. So first thing I would do is I'd start pissing at it aggressively. It'd be like that. It's like, what? What?
Well, maybe it would be some weird plan that would be like, oh, I think I'd just make friends with it and wait for it to fall asleep. And then I'd, you know, step on its windpipe or something.
Elephants are scared of mice, so I would pretend to be a mouse.
Right.
And it would have a heart attack, and collapse and die. Maybe that's their entire plan.
Yeah.
And that's how they think it would happen. Whereas in reality, what would happen is the elephant would charge towards it, you know, the person.
They would get impaled on the tusks.
Or just trampled to death.
Trampled a bit.
In 2 seconds.
Yeah.
That would be it.
They'd be flung around. They'd be dead. I mean, we to fight these big old animals, we need lots of people and lots of technology, you know.
How many people do you think it would take to kill an elephant? Unarmed people.
Unarmed?
Yeah.
Quite a few. No nets or, like, spears? What, we have to, like, beat it to death?
I think the unarmed.
Fuck, loads! Like, 20 people?
20 people. You think 20 people could kill an elephant?
Yeah, I think...
Working as a team.
Working as a team. Like, some of them will be hitters, others will be lurers. You'd have to have
that's a good idea,
you have to, like, bring
actually.
It forward and, like, bait it forward and then, like, send in the heavy guy to, like, really fucking punch it in the chest.
Right. Is that it? The key is, like, the underside. Like, if you just...
The weak spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get it in the weak spots. You've got to grab... I mean, this is terrible. We did put a little warning at the start. Didn't have a warning. I just said there would be talk about beating up animals. Feel bad about talking about it now, but it is something to consider. You never know when we're going to be pushed forth into a dystopian future where the next Love Island is, in fact...
Oh, my God.
Man versus lion. It's only a matter of time, according to terrible TV.
I'm just thinking, like, in real life, you know, something could just go down. Have you not seen The Happening by M. Night Shyamalan with the wind and pollen?
Do they have to fight that? That's hard. How many men would it take to defeat the wind? Unarmed.
All I'm saying is, it could just... Day of the Triffids. That's another.
Yeah.
All it takes is just, like, I don't know, a meteorite.
A lot of people would probably say they could be a Venus flytrap in a fight.
Maybe
overconfident.
Maybe it's 5G or whatever, 7G. When they eventually get to 7G, that's the one that makes all the animals go crazy.
Right, and then everyone has to fight everything in their home.
We tested it in a lab. We had a mouse... I lied. You know, the mouse is actually evil. I was pretending to be nice. Fuck you, yeah, man.
And then it bites you and you fucking tread on it. That was the first death in the great future animal-human fight war where humans and animals had to fight one-on-one to the death until there was only one animal left, the superior animal on Earth. What would it be? What would be the king of all animals? Because it wouldn't be humans. Humans would go out in like the quarterfinals.
A lot of animals will never see each other, though. Like a blue whale's never going to see a house cat, typically, is it? Like, when are they going to ever bump into each other?
No, but
they
don't
have to fight to the death.
But these events are all televised. So the animal.
Oh, so they have a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
They. Meow, cat is plonked in there.
Yeah. And then Dave from
giant
Stevenage.
Blue whale lands in there. And well, the blue whale has to fight the cat.
Blue whales will be out fucking first round. They're shit.
They're enormous.
Yeah, but they're rubbish.
They would kill things without even knowing. You know, they'd just flail around. And, oh, well, the elephant's fucking dead, I guess.
What do you think blue whale's going to win everything to you? You think that's the great...
By sheer mass...
You think it will outlast its opponents?
Unless all the other animals use teamwork and fight against it, you know, Avengers style.
A wolf can just run around the side. What are you saying, that we need to have some sort of...
Animal Avengers.
Right.
Yeah.
Who is in the Animal Avengers? Sorry.
a rat... Sure.
Why would you take the top
wasn't
of the
it,
list?
Wasn't it a rat?
A goose. Let's have a goose. Why not? Goose, very
wasn't
scary.
It,
a lot of people scared of gooses.
Was it Ant-Man that had the rat that activated the equipment that got him out of the thing so that he could then basically kick off the events of
I think
the
that was just
part.
A random rat. I don't think that was controlled by... I think that was his
wow,
friend.
Well, how do we know? How do we know?
I think it was just a rat. It wasn't related to...
It was the Rat Avenger, Lewis.
Wow, I didn't realise that the Avengers actually in the canon had a companion rat.
No, no, he's in Animal Avengers.
Oh, he's in the Animal
Avengers.
The
Avengers is completely different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Avengers should sue
but
them.
But they overlap. It's like a crossover. It's like a whole Marvel series planned. It's going to be like Goose 2024.
It's part of their new What If series.
It'll be like Eagle 2025. Eagle 2 2026.
Oh my God.
Goose 2 2027. Animal Avengers join up or sign up. I don't want to rip off Assemble. Do you know what I mean? It has to be like...
Well, that was only in the UK because of, you know, the Avengers.
Oh.
As in the TV series, the Avengers.
Oh, really? Was it not called that everywhere else?
As well. With Uma Thurman and Ralph Fiennes?
You're a bucket load of trivia.
And Sean Connery. He could control the weather, Lewis.
What could the Animal Avengers do?
The eagle can control the weather.
Okay. Convenient.
The rat...
Well, he's above it.
The
he's
rat
above
is
the
actually
weather.
A very powerful psychic.
Well, the eagle can see what weather's coming, though. It's good. It works. The rat... What do you mean?
Synergy, yeah.
Well, the rat could have been tested on, like...
The rat's psychic.
Spider-Man.
He's got a giant brain.
Right. Okay, no. I'm just going to go with...
It was given some...
I feel like my ideas are being...
Gene therapy.
Overruled.
It was like anti, you know, to stop Alzheimer's or something. And they grew its brain.
Right.
And now it's clever and also psychic. It can make anyone do anything.
So it's like Professor X.
We are just puppets for the rat.
I see. So it controls other...
It's called Brainy Rat.
Okay, wow, yeah. I'm in. We'll keep this pitch going because I'm hyped.
The goose is called Honkers. Honkers. He has a powerful honk.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's scary. Because those,
very
scary. There's modern sound. There's a lot of like modern weaponry that's based on sound. You know, like...
Honkers, you're up!
Yeah. In he goes. And then he's like, there's a blue whale, slaps itself down. Oh, no. Oh, what's Honkers going to do?
Honk it? That's all he can do.
Well, no, but there has to be some... He has to use his honk power in some way. Do you know what I mean? Like, honk at the level of where it causes the vibrations to match up. The rhythmic... what's it called? Resonance. Honk at the resonance frequency of the whale's sternum. Do you
so
know what I mean?
It, what, disintegrates?
And then it will just explode, yeah.
Right. I mean, I guess that's feasible, isn't
it's
it?
It's like when they have the echoing glass, the glasses smashed by the loud women voices.
Oh, right. Or like the secret weapon the Russians are using against Americans in Cuba and Havana or whatever.
Yeah. It's like resonates at the right frequency.
Makes everyone feel ill. Certainly.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Not so much a secret, really.
That's what we need. More of that. Sonic weaponry. That's good. What does the medium-sized dog...
Medium-sized dog.
...have? Because then you've got to have...
What is it, a spaniel?
You've got to have...
What's a medium...
He can be called underdog.
Oh, because he always loses. Except when it really counts and then he wins.
Right. That's a bit meta. Maybe it needs to
it's
be...
It's like Rambo. Not Rambo. The other one. Rocky.
Rocky.
Not Rocky.
It's like
the
Rocky.
Other slide
yeah, yeah,
thing.
Yeah. The other one.
Yeah.
The same one.
Yeah, he loses, and then he wins.
Yeah. And you don't... You're rooting for him all along. You're hoping he's going to win something, but you know he's going to win.
Underdog.
At the end.
I like that. Probably already
that's his
exists.
Superpower. If he loses...
It's such a good idea, it must already
if he loses
exists.
Three times in a row... He's guaranteed to win the next one. So he has to lose like three... He has to go out there actively losing fights.
Yeah.
To like chumps in the street.
But then on the way to the big fight, someone tries to mug him and he's like, oh, fuck.
I can't lose this one. I have to win.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, it can't always go his way.
You can't always win.
I'm already thinking up the sequel, you know. Underdog Resurrection, Underdog Redemption, It's going to be, it's a whole thing.
He's the Iron Man of the series, I think.
He is, yeah. He's an asshole as well about it the whole time.
He's an alcoholic. Beats his wife.
He's an alcoholic dog.
Racist as well.
Yeah.
You know, barks at people of colour.
But lovable at the same time.
Oh my God.
That's how it is in Hollywood. You love him.
Oh my fucking God.
I don't know why.
Oh. He just, you know, he has like a little quip, a little funny remark.
Yeah, he says something funny.
And everyone's like, oh, Underdog, you're so funny. He just ravages. And his wife. Underdog, no! I'm sorry your dinner was cold.
He doesn't mind. Does he have dinner cold? Dogs love it, anything.
Revenge is a dish best served cold, but my dinner sure ain't. Oh, and then everyone laughs. Oh, Underdog! You're so funny! You're so funny!
Marvel are knocking at the door right now.
Yeah.
Well, not so much for that one.
That's one of the fights he always wins as well.
Honk is up for...
Honkers.
Honkers. They're going to take him. Jesus. Is this...
Honkers has also got big breasts as well.
Are we doing any more stories today, or is it just this
one?
We're
just having fun with this
one. Fucking hell, this is one... I came up with this one. It's not even like you put it... It's 5:10.
Honkers. Honkers, Lewis. Oh, my fucking God.
It's supposed to be done by 3:30.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Shall we... We're going to have to do this story. Oh, I hate that. It's so slow, the Sinclair cookies thing. Like, it just does nothing. It just hangs.
Just click submit preferences. Oh, fuck me. What is this?
Just no, no. Isn't this the fucking worst?
What is wrong with the internet now?
Fucking worst.
Can we do like a supercut of me and Simon struggling to use the internet? Because this
is not because I'm a boomer.
Nuts. Alex, as a bonus, I want you to put this together. Just every time Simon loads a web page and complains.
Hey, Lewis.
Simon.
I know you love animals.
In a related story.
Yeah.
To the previous one. So I don't know how we're going to cut this, but don't worry.
We have discovered Honkers is out there showing off in the wild.
He's already been adopted by the correct authorities.
What? Which authorities?
Like the police and whatever. They're crime fighting.
They've adopted him.
Well, they've brought him under their wing, so to speak.
Oh!
Do you know what I mean? They've given him...
I reckon there's like this...
It's like the bat symbol.
Yeah.
He's not no vigilante Honkers. He's out there being accepted as a...
There's a secret government agency that's recruited him.
That's right.
And they brought Honkers in under their wing. That's fantastic.
As I said, thank you.
That's fantastic.
Well, I'm not just a pretty face, you know.
So there's a picture that's been going around of a goose that's been flying upside down. Its head is the right way round.
Did people think it was like a new animal or something?
It was kind of like... I'm doing it with David.
Sorry.
It was kind of flying
like
this.
For those on the podcast, Simon has just twisted this cuddly dog's head 180 degrees and it looks mental.
This is what you miss out on. But I'm sure the mental image is just as hilarious. This fucking goose, just flying, wings outstretched, flying in the air, just legs sticking up, upwards. Like, what is he doing? What's going on?
And experts have been asked that very question.
What's going on with this dark grey-brown bean goose?
And what have the experts said, Simon?
He's showing off.
That the goose is simply goofing around.
It has a term Whiffling is the name for when geese roll upside down.
It's actually got scientists who invented a name for it. Whiffling?
Yeah.
Why is it such a shit name?
Lots of different goose have done it.
So do other animals do this? Do they fly upside... Flying upside down?
Well, we know
how does
goose,
that even work?
Goose do it. The aerial acrobatic resembles a falling leaf. I mean, I don't know if that's true.
Wow.
I don't know if it really does resemble
a falling
leaf.
So it's like doing a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll!
Yeah.
Wow. Why do geese do this? And I'm not really interested in why they do it. I'm sure there's some reason. I'm just amazed that the experts were questioned about this and they knew about it. They were like, yeah, weird. Go on.
Okay, he says, he saw three geese and noticed one of them was behaving strangely. I saw that one of the three had trouble flying in a straight line. He was having a hard time, which I thought was because of the wind. He seemed to be struggling, so I took some pictures of him. It's been fucked up, but sure. It was only when he developed the pictures that he realised that he'd captured something special. But also at the same time, I was afraid no one would believe me. The image looks like it was edited in Photoshop.
Everything these days is fake. You know, fake news, fake pictures.
This dog's fake, I've got here.
Not a real dog.
He's not real.
We're not real. We're actually on holiday in the Canary... Where's that? Cayman. We're in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, yeah, the Caymans.
I was going to say Canvey Island. And then I was going to say the Canary Islands. They're all different
places.
We're
on Barry Island in Wales.
We could be. And this could be just like...
holograms.
No, easier than that. Like the fucking face swap, the deep fake.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually Daff's body.
Oh.
I don't know who we've got to do you.
I mean, you're not Daff's... We've got to have someone a similar body type. So I guess I'd be Ravs, maybe?
Okay. And I'd
he's
be...
Around. Who's the
Ben.
Yeah, sure. Ben.
Skinnier
yeah.
Ben. We put Ben on a diet for a few weeks.
I can believe
and
it.
And then we can just... But then
they
can...
wouldn't even have to edit the beard. They'd just have to do, like, the top half of your face. Because, like, from below that, you are basically just Ben.
Well, it's easy to start with a good template, you know. It makes it easier to fake once you've already got, like, half of the fakery done.
I like that you think, oh, a pretty good template. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah. So, sorry, what... Everything's fake. That's right.
A Dutch guy who lives in Norway said that this is called whiffling.
Don't worry, it's not fake.
Do we believe this?
We watch gooses doing it all the time in Norway.
It's called whiffling.
Yeah, it's a thing. Once young geese have mastered flying, they start to see what's possible and how far they can go. Wow, that's like all teenagers.
They do it to brag to their peers, like, look at me! I'm flying upside down! I'm a goose!
Is it like doing a donut? Is that what it is in a car park? I'm just trying to think of the human equivalent. What would it be?
Just wearing loads of Supreme.
Right.
Look at me!
I don't know. No, it's more physical than that. It's more dangerous. It's like it that goose could like fall out of the air.
It's like when someone like climbs up a lamppost or like jumps off a wall or does some stupid shit like that.
Yeah, to see how far they can go.
Like, hey, look, oh, here we go. That's basically what the goose is doing.
Hey,
lads, hey, what's this? They've had a few bevvies.
I love how this is all in our minds. We're trying to imagine what you're doing there, and each of us is picturing a different thing. We know we're outside a pub. We know the sun's gone down, and we know it's quite, you know.
I needed to do something good for the
podcast.
There's
a heady haze of alcohol.
Everyone has to imagine. Oh my god.
Oi, 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 look up there, look at me, oi, 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 oi.
Oh, Lewis is doing it as well.
Man, I feel like I was just doing something really dirty, though.
I think you were pushing someone into a canal.
Oh,
you were doing.
Shit.
Yeah.
God, it's weird.
Me, I was just putting 4 Jaffa cakes in my mouth at the same time.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Oh, man, for a young lame boy... He will, you know, he's got to retain his manhood somehow.
I can't fly upside down. I'm just a man.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if you could punch a goose in the fucking face, you know.
No, I'd strangle it, remember. I'd strangle it, yeah.
Sorry, I'm thinking of kangaroos again.
Yeah.
Well, you give it a red.
Just, you know, 1 second, it's dead. You got geese for dinner. Well, you can have roasties, you're fine.
Yeah. Well,
usually we put goose fat on it.
Though. Well, if it's going.
Are you okay having goose fat?
I don't want it to go to waste. No. I'm not for
food. We'll have a separate dish and it'll have
roasted vegetables. If it was fighting you and it was a fight to the death and you said, share some of this goose, I'd be like, fuck yeah. Then I'd high five you. Do you know what I mean? I'd eat the fuck out of that goose, Lewis. What I'm saying. I'm willing to, like, put my veganism aside for...
Next week.
The Broheim.
Next week.
Next week we're going to organise a cage match.
I come into the office. I look bedraggled. I'm a little bit late. Sorry, I'm late. Fucking goose attacked me. But it's all right. I fucking neck the cunt. And I hold it up.
Right.
And then you go, ooh! Some Simon. You stop putting a beer brand in your neck. You got a knife and fork from somewhere.
Well,
that's not what would happen, is it?
No, we'd be
You'd go, oh my God!
Are you
okay? What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's right. And I'd be like, how are we going to hide the body?
It was him or me, Lewis. It was him or me.
Are we going to like just put it in the bin?
Oh, I know what we'll do. We...
I don't know any... Well,
you cut its body into 8 different pieces... Put them each in its own separate bag.
Everyone in the office drive around stabs
town.
It once.
You drive around town and you put a bag in a different place.
Well, I mean, what we'd need then is someone to cook the goose.
We can't cook it in the office. We don't have an oven. We've only got a microwave.
Well, no, but we can't...
Not even have a toaster.
We can't just fucking cook a goose. We need someone who knew their shit. Of how to, like, I don't know, take all its gizzards out or whatever.
We'll get sorted food or whatever in. We'll get some...
Like
we'll get...
Ben and... Those lads, the nice lads. We'll hit them up in World of Warcraft.
Right.
Because they're probably still playing it, right?
Do we not have books about, you know, how to cook in video game? Like, is there not, like, a roasted goose recipe somewhere?
Look, we could look up on fucking YouTube how to debone a goose.
Yeah. I mean,
but
that's true.
To be honest, I don't want to do it myself. I'd rather give it to a professional goose deboner.
I'm sure if you took a goose to a butcher and you said, excuse me, mate.
I punched this, I wringed the neck of this goose this morning. It attacked me. It was he started it.
No.
Not just killed a random goose.
What the fuck are you doing? It's like you're admitting to the crime.
Right, sorry.
What you do is you do it. You got
hello.
Like, you
got like what? A, you hello, got like, sir. It's good to see you again. Do you want something normal? 2 slices of ham and an egg.
I've got like a fucking Asda carrier bag with feathers coming out of it.
What's that you got there?
Right, Dave, no questions asked. I want you to butcher this for me, okay?
What is it?
I'll come back tomorrow and pick it up.
What you got for me? Why is it in an Asda carrier bag?
I think... Do you really want to know the answers to these questions, Dave?
I need to know what it is before I butcher it.
You'll know when you open the bag.
I love the cryptic. I love that you are now some sort of storybook villain. You're like one of the enemies of the Animal Avengers. You've just killed Honkers and you've like trying to dispose the body in a way that no one's going to find out.
Oh my God, is this Honkers?
Go on.
I said maybe you don't want to know the answers to these questions, Dave. But if I eat Honkers, I will gain his power.
Hang on. What are your power are you going to gain?
Well, 50-50. It's going to be the big Honk or the big Honkers. I'm not sure which one.
Right.
But I'm willing to take the bet.
I see.
Yeah.
You might just get massive man boobs the next day. Not too much goose fat you eat, I suppose.
Yeah, very fatty bird.
Very fatty bird.
We got to keep warm though, so that's how.
Yeah. That's how they do it, is it? Well,
yeah.
That's interesting. Interesting to know. What a joy this has been today on Peculiar Portions.
Simon and Lewis versus the Animal Kingdom.
Who knew this would be where we went with basically one fucking shitty article?
I reckon I could take a sparrow if he came at me.
Fuck you do. Right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got you thinking about it.
Yeah.
You just what
I am. I'm going to be thinking any time. I really want to go to the zoo now, and then I'll size up the fuckers, and I'll be like, yeah, I could take him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You fucking think you're something, do you, sunshine? You fucking think you're something? You ain't fucking shit.
What about a frog?
You want to swing your big dick round here? It's got to be a bigger dick than mine. And Lewis told me it's not. And he knows all about dicks of animals.
Well, it's the dick apparently, to animal how size. Did you,
oh, right, okay.
So
sorry.
Like, a bigger animal will have a bigger dick, right. But proportionally.
Oh, okay, right. Oh, it's going to be a bit more confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. With the qualification, it's more... It's not as kind of a catchy anecdote.
Yeah.
Would you fight... How about... Like, imagine I'll be an animal and you like, boxing ring, insult me. Okay?
Okay, what animal are you?
I'm a bat.
You're a bat. Okay. Now, the obvious one is to talk about them being blind, but they're not blind. They have very good sight, especially at night.
That's good of you. So what... It's very respectful of you to know that about me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You little fucking cunt.
Wow, I didn't know how authentic this was going to be, but it's like,
Conor
McGregor
prick.
Is right here with us.
What are all these fucking flaps on your face and shit? What's all this stuff stuck to your nose? You look like a fucking Klingon that's been in a car accident.
Jesus, you've got a lost career. It's like a fucking...
Oh my God.
God, imagine.
Oh,
I don't think I can do anymore. Dear. That really crushed my spirit. Well, there you go. That's enough of that. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Oof.
For more totally normal content.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.